questions that others don't dare. We're dads on the air. We're dads on the air.
And welcome back to Dads on the Air, coming to you around Australia on the Community Radio Network. In this program, we bring you informing and entertaining conversations with a wide range of interesting people on topics of fatherhood, family and parenting, and men's and boys' issues. Hi, I'm Bill Cable, and our guest today is Dr. Luke Martin, Project Manager and Psychologist at Beyond Blue. Luke has worked primarily supporting the mental health of families. He currently works for Beyond Blue, designing initiatives which reduce the impact of depression and anxiety. Most recently, he helped develop Australia's first mental health campaign for new dads called Dadvice. Luke, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Bill. It's great to be on your show.
So, Luke, do you think we need to get the message out that being a dad is a rewarding exercise?
Yeah, well, to me, it's a bit of a, it's really two messages. I think dads are pretty, go into fatherhood knowing that this is meant to be a joyous time, which is really a life-defining moment. I think dads get that bit. What they're not getting is the fact that it can be very challenging and it can put a lot of pressure on your life and your mental health. So a lot of the work we've been focused on is trying to get that balance right between, yes, this is a really exciting time, but you also need to look out for yourself because it comes with a lot of new stress and pressures. So thinking about your mental health to become a dad is a really important thing to do. So it's kind of a double-barreled message in a way.
In one of your videos, I think one of the characters said that being a dad is not the same as a bloke with kids. And I think that sums it up. I mean, because there are a lot of great things about it, which we should tell men that they should experience, but as you say, I think someone also says it's a white knuckle ride.
And it certainly catches a lot of dads by surprise, and a lot of the dads that I talk to kind of say, why did anyone tell me that I would have no time for myself and that my partner and I would be arguing a lot more, and you know, the pressure to keep work coming in is higher than ever, and I'm juggling so much, and I feel it's hard to get a win, and no one really told me this. I thought it was just going to be piggybacked at the park all the time. The expectations versus reality, that gap can really take a lot of men by shock. Certainly the campaign we put together was trying to give a full picture of dadhood in all its glory, and certainly it is all of the positives that are mentioned, and very few dads regret becoming dads. They love their kids. They really want to be hands-on and step up into that role, but it certainly can be more challenging than they expected.
When a dad is contemplating becoming a dad, he often feels, oh, well, I'm not ready financially. I wonder if you're ever going to be ready financially or in some of those other ways you talked about. I think you've just got to plow into it and see how it goes, don't you?
That's right. There's no amount of reading or conversation that will ever make you feel ready to become a parent. And certainly some of our messaging is that even when you become a parent, you don't feel ready, so you need to treat it like a skill that you're learning. It's something that you learn on the job. You're going to make mistakes, you're going to stuff up, but if you have the mindset that I'm just learning how to do this new thing and I'll feel overwhelmed at times, but I'll day by day progress through it and improve, is really the healthiest mindset to take, rather than kind of expecting that you're going to be across everything and nail all of the requirements, because that's just not the way it is for anyone.
What do you find is the usual reaction of a dad when he finds out he's going to become a dad? Is it a feeling of sort of withdrawing into yourself, wondering about the meaning of life and all those sorts of things, or do people get scared, or what do you think is the usual reaction?
Yeah, I think you've pointed out a few common ones, and there are as many reactions as there are dads, and it depends a lot on what their dad was like with them. We bring a lot of our own fathering into becoming a father, so that really creates the backdrop for our reaction. But I think most commonly it's either just an over-the-moon excitement around the possibilities that await, and then on the flip side it is kind of a bit of feeling overwhelmed and shocked and kind of not feeling ready, as you mentioned before. And all of those reactions are completely normal, and none of those reactions mean that you're not fit to be a dad or you're not going to be a good dad. And a lot of the work we do is just trying to coach dads through the idea that all of your reactions are completely understandable. They don't really mean anything other than it's some information for you to think about how am I dealing with this news. And then most dads over time get to a position of being more comfortable with the idea and then really hit the ground running.
I often hear these days where a couple will say, we are having a baby, rather than the mother saying, you know, I'm having a baby. Do you find that, fathers ever experience physical as well as mental symptoms as they're going through the pregnancy?
Yeah, well, certainly we had a few dads that we worked with joke about the weight gain that they put on in the lead up to the birth as well as their partner. But there has been a very large identity shift in what it means to be a dad, and that language is a really good pickup, the way that we're having a baby, and that often does get mocked, but I think it speaks to the fact that being a dad is such an important thing to men now. They're not a backup parent, they're not a kind of a supporter on the sideline. It's just a big thing in their life, and it's now a central part of their identity. So I think that language of we are having a baby is exciting, and it's really good progress, the fact that men are viewing their role as central, and that language reflects that. So I think it's a really good development.
The comment that I heard very frequently in your videos is about the lack of sleep.
Yeah, certainly that negotiation around the sleepless nights and who gets up and whose turn is it to get up and how do we make sure that is shared evenly is a real source of tension in a lot of relationships, particularly depending on who's working the next day and how to negotiate that through in a way which is fair to everyone and doesn't involve one person carrying too much of those responsibilities, because the symptoms of sleep deprivation are as brutal as it can get, and certainly from personal experience, I know that rocking up to work when you haven't had a wink of sleep the night before and that happening for a few nights in a row can get old pretty quickly. So it's really important that couples talk through those negotiations in a pretty even tempered way.
And I think some of the characters in your videos talk about it being the lifelong commitment, because even when the baby's been sleeping through for 8 years, say, they're no longer a baby, but if they get sick with something like the croup and you find yourself sitting up in the hospital bed all night, that's another time for lack of sleep.
That's right. It always seems to be this reality dawns on dads that it's not just the first few weeks. There's always something new. There's always a new thing to be dealing with, a new worry, a new demand to be facing. And the shape of that will change over the years, but it's the life of a parent is you've always got something to be worried about, which is part and parcel of the job description, unfortunately.
And we're speaking today with Dr. Luke Martin, who's the project manager and psychologist at Beyond Blue. Luke, you mentioned earlier too about the relationship of a dad might have with his own father. You know, when you emerge from the hospital, you don't get a book of instructions. You are going to be largely influenced by your own upbringing, aren't you?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Certainly the template for fathering that we take to our child is what we were fathered in. And what's interesting about the current times is that dads have this situation where they, on average, obviously not every dad, but lots of dads say, I want to have a more emotionally close relationship with my child than my dad had with me, which is kind of the starting point. And then they see their peer group, who are all pretty hands-on, they're all spending time with their children in high volume, every day or on the weekend, and it can create a lot of pressure. You've kind of gone from this fairly traditional style of dad to this really hands-on dad, while still needing to meet all of the responsibilities of bringing money in and supporting the families is the mindset that a lot of dads have. So it adds a lot of pressure because you're kind of being the old school dad and the new school dad at the same time, and it can bring up a lot of deep emotions that have either been repressed or suppressed around what your childhood was like. So for a lot of dads, that can often be the trigger for seeking help because they want to be a better dad for their kid than their dad was to them, and that's a real motivator to change things in their life, and often that means dealing with their own emotions.
Yes, I mean, sometimes you might do the opposite from the way your father brought you up, or sometimes you follow him exactly.
That's right. There are many examples of dads that will say, I just wish I could be half as good a dad as my dad was to me. And it's as common for the opposite story to be told. And I think it's a very interesting conversation for couples to have before they become parents around what is it from my childhood I want to bring forward into our family and what is the stuff I want to leave behind. And that's not done with any blaming or shaming. It's just how do we move forward as a new little family unit. It's a really productive conversation for couples to have.
We might take a short break now, and we're going to play a song by Little Anthony and the Imperials. This is called Going Out of My Head.
Oh, Yes, I think I'm going out of my head over you, over you. I want you to want me. I need you so badly, I can't think of anything but you. And I think I'm going out of my head.
Out of my head.
Yes, I think I'm going out of my head.
Out of my head.
Over you. Over you. I see you each morning, but you just walk past me. You don't even know that I exist.
That was Going Out of My Head by Little Anthony and the Imperials. And our special guest today is Dr. Luke Martin, who is the project manager and psychologist at Beyond Blue. So, Luke, we were just talking about the role of dad's own fathers on perhaps raising children. I think this is a topic that comes out in the videos you've produced. I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about those. It's a series of four videos on your website.
Yeah, that's right. So we were very lucky. We worked with the Movember Foundation, and they said, we've seen the research that, you know, becoming a dad is actually a risk time for your mental health. There are increased rates of things like depression and anxiety around the time of new fatherhood. Could you put together an initiative to support new dads? So we thought it through, and we thought, well, what's really needed is a group of dads sitting around talking about the reality of becoming a dad, so other dads can look at that and realize, actually, the things I'm struggling with, I'm not alone in those struggles. And it's not as though I'm struggling or failing as a dad. These are just common universal experiences, and it's something very powerful to realize that you're not alone in those struggles. So we filmed four videos, each covering common issues for new dads around how do you manage your work-life balance, how do you manage the changes in the relationship, how do you keep in touch with your mates when you be a little bit socially isolated when you become a dad, and then also how are you going with yourself, how do you check in with your own mental health, and how do you look after yourself. So there are four videos that are on the Beyond Blue website. You can look it up at dadvice.org.au, and they're really little pieces of reflection, dads reflecting on what it's like being a dad. And then attached to the videos is a quiz, a little 10-item quiz where dads can fill out a checklist around how they're coping with new fatherhood. And depending on your result, it'll give you some direction around what you might need to do as a next step to kind of improve your coping or boost your mental health. So it's a really neat little website that has been tremendously successful. We get a lot of feedback from dads around, wow, this actually nails my experience, and it's great to know that I'm not the only one struggling. So, yeah, we're really excited with how it's been going.
It comes across really well, and there's a fair bit of humour in it, and there's some pretty plain speaking. I mean, nothing's really avoided. You get onto the topics like sex before the birth and then sex after the birth, and what dads should expect, and it's all handled in a very matter-of-fact way.
That's right. Yeah, we didn't want to sugarcoat anything. We didn't want to create this false reality that no one could really identify with. We know that it can be difficult to get men to look at health information or to look after themselves. So we really wanted to present it in a way that spoke spoke pretty directly and was entertaining. We kind of knew that unless there was a little bit of engagement and entertainment to it, that most dads wouldn't go near it. So we've put in some stand-up comedy around becoming a dad, and then we've sliced in some important health messaging around how to look after yourself, what to do if you think you're experiencing depression or anxiety. So we try to get the balance right in a way that speaks pretty directly to dads, because we know from our own research that's what they prefer. They don't want you to gild the lily too much.
Mm. And yes, you mentioned the comedy segments. Lawrence Mooney has a couple of great parts in these videos. You know, I can identify when he says, you know, there are times when you just want to escape from all signs of human life and find a hollow log and forage for berries and grubs.
That's exactly right. That always got the biggest laugh, that joke, just that sense of, oh my goodness, what have I gotten myself in for? I need to escape and run as far as I can. And it's certainly some of those. It's all in good humour, and it's certainly when there's an element of truth to it, it's always twice as funny. But he did a really good job for us, Lawrence.
Yeah, I mean the difficulty is that there is so much advice out there, and in fact, I think one of the blokes says, you know, the best thing is to avoid advice. You've really got to focus on people that know what they're talking about, like Beyond Blue and yourself, rather than taking as gospel every little bit of advice you hear.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I think certainly finding a trusted source like Beyond Blue or the Raising Children Network is a good starting point. And because there is a lot to worry about, you can almost go information overload, getting on Google and searching every possible issue, and you can get yourself caught up in a lot of anxiety around stuff that with your kids that could go wrong or that might not be quite right. So certainly limiting your information searching to some trusted sources, and if you're really concerned, speaking to a health professional is, I think, a good balance rather than getting caught up in the 20 pages of Google. I always say if you're on, you know, more than the third or fourth page of Google, you've gone too far, it's time to exit and really have a chat to a friend or a colleague or just get some grounding perspective on how to deal with your situation.
And some of the common events are dealt with. I think, you know, one of the most traumatic moments I had was, you know, was actually dropping a child or finding a child's fallen off the nappy table or something, and that is discussed in the videos, and I guess it leads to the fact that a lot of this is really for the first child. I think by the time you've had a second or third child, you generally are a bit more relaxed about it, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right, and certainly we know from the research that the risk to your mental health is highest for the first child. It's certainly that adjustment from no children to one children and all of the lifestyle changes that come with that, where that is the hardest time. And certainly there is some research to show that your stress levels actually keep increasing the more children you have until you hit about four, and then it plateaus down again. But certainly that adjustment from none to one is a big one. And the dads in the video certainly talk about it as that was the before and after moment. Their whole life can now be cut into those two periods, before children, after children. So, it is that preparation and adjustment around the first child is the big one.
Yes, I've always thought that your life changes when you get married, but then when you have kids, it really changes.
Yeah, and in ways you cannot predict or understand. And it's a really life-defining moment in a way. Once you become a dad, you see yourself differently, you see your place in the world differently, and a lot of that speak about the fact that I may have to be a lot less selfish. I have to be really thinking of others before myself for once, and that can be an adjustment as well. But most people speak about it's a growth period. It is not easy, but you grow the most as a person through the harder times, and through, you know, loving something so much that it makes you feel vulnerable is a really big thing for someone to go through. So for all of the hardships, it is certainly a really special time.
Yes, and that comes out in the videos. It's great that they say that they wouldn't give this up for the world, and that they'll talk at length about all the problems, but then at the end of it, they come back and say, no, but I wouldn't give it away.
That was really something the conversation we had with a lot of the dads was around getting our balance right between, in no way do we want to kind of paint the dads as we regret this decision. We want it to be the truth of this is the best thing that's ever happened to me, and it's the hardest thing that's ever happened to me. And let's talk about all of the guts and the glory of that, which was certainly the way we went about it.
Apparently, you suggest that local councils might have fatherhood groups that can be organised. I wasn't aware of that, but that's something that's available now, is it?
Yeah, they're really popping up quite rapidly around the country. Because one of the challenges is there isn't an awful lot of really tailored specific support for new dads. There's a lot for mums, and understandably so. But I think there's a bit of a groundswell of people setting up dads groups to rival the mums groups. And often they run in pubs or, you know, bars around the council area or barbecues on the weekend. But certainly that experience of getting together with other dads and meeting people in the same life stage and sharing experiences is really therapeutic.
With the worries that dads do raise, what do you think are some of the main ones that they would raise with you?
Yeah, they're really two levels. The first level is the practical stuff around they're not sleeping right. How do I get them to sleep? They're not teething. They're not developing. You know, they're not hitting their milestones. There's kind of developmental concerns is the most common starting point where the worry lies. And then often there's another category, which is the deeper stuff around I'm worried I'm not doing a good job. I'm not a good dad. And this is the stuff that really gets spoken about. It's once you if you become distressed as a dad, it can take on a very self-critical tone where any little mistake you make, you will magnify and be very hard on yourself. And you can really turn against yourself and start spiraling downwards into some you know severe depression or anxiety. So I think certainly in the first category of the practical day-to-day life stuff, it's about getting trusted information from your maternal and child health nurse or from a parent line. And in the second category, it can be difficult for people to think about how much distress is too much when you become a new parent because you're sleep deprived. It's hard for anyone to be, you know, totally happy all the time. But for me, that indicator of when you're criticizing yourself, when you've turned against yourself, that's a bit of a red flag that you might need to check in with someone and talk about what you're going through.
Look, there's a lot of good advice like that on the website. Anyone that is interested in this topic should go to just the Beyond Blue website. Is that the place to go, Luke?
Yeah, you can either just Google search Dadvice or the Beyond Blue website and it'll link you through to Dadvice. That's probably the easiest way to get there.
And you'll find there these four excellent videos and also a checklist so you can see how you're travelling yourself. We're speaking today with Dr. Luke Martin. Luke, we've reached the stage of the program where we ask our guests to pick a song. Would you like to tell us which one you've picked and why you picked it?
Yeah, there's probably two reasons for this one. So the song I've chosen is Under Pressure by Queen and David Bowie. First reason is it's my favourite song, so any opportunity to get that on the air, I'll take it. The second reason is when we did we surveyed 1,500 dads and did 20 or 30 focus groups, and we really got inside the mind of a new dad, and the most common word that came back for new parents was pressure, feeling pressure to be handling all of the responsibilities of becoming a parent and, you know, keeping your head above water and doing a good job as a parent. So pressure was the biggest word that came through. So I thought as a way of summarising the conversation we've had today, Under Pressure is probably a fitting note to end on.
turned away from it all like a blind man. Sat on a fence, but it don't work.
Keep coming up with love, but it's so slashed and torn.
And what a great song. That was Under Pressure by Queen, featuring special guest David Bowie. And our special guest today has been Dr. Luke Martin, who is the project manager and psychologist at Beyond Blue. Luke, thank you very much for being on the program.
Yeah, it was a pleasure. Thank you very much, Bill.
Don't forget, we'd love to hear from any of our listeners. You can go to our website, dadsontheair.com.au, and send us an email. We'll be in touch. If you'd like to listen to this show again or any of our shows, go to our website, dadsontheair.com.au, or you can follow us on Facebook or Twitter. And we'll be back next week with another show on Dads on the Air.